cliffcentral.com.
All right, so what's happening?
Well, this story's getting a bit boring. I want to see one in the air, but Hyundai and Uber have partnered to make a flying electric taxi.
I saw a picture of it.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. I mean,
it's like a full-on aeroplane.
Wow. Yeah, George, I really like you said that the story is getting boring because everyone's saying they're doing it.
Yeah.
Why don't you have an auto trader flying taxi? be part of it because no one's making it, so your stake is as good as anyone else's.
Exactly. By the way, happy New Year, George. How was your holiday?
It was good. It was awesome. The one thing I did realize is that Mauritius isn't a place I would want to live. So let me tell you this story. You know there was a cyclone there, right?
Yeah.
So we were stuck for 2 days on the southern tip of Mauritius. And this thing hit on the 30th. Well, came too close to the island on the 30th and they upgraded it to a Category 3 cyclone. Mm-hmm. And so the airport closed and we were planning on taking a bit of a drive up. We hired a car and 2 other days and we decided to hire a car on this day and went to the reception to the car hire company. The car hire company said, no, you can't hire a car today. I said, why? The wind's blowing. That's about it. They said, no, it's Category 3 cyclone and the entire island is shut. So if you get caught on the road or you have an accident, the insurance won't pay.
Wow.
So the entire
island was shut down.
Or if your car's picked up at the bottom of the island and you end up in Port Louis just by being sucked up into the air,
exactly. So the wind speeds were 100, 120 kilometers an hour. I'll show you a video just now.
Okay, it's not great golf weather.
No, exactly not. So
not good for applying false eyelashes.
So we were supposed to leave on the 31st to come back here, and morning of the 31st, airport was due to open that afternoon, and we decided, we want to get to the airport because we're an hour and a half from the airport, get to near to where the airport is, check out of the resort. So we did that, got the transport company to take us to near to the airport. Airport was now operating. Flights were 2 days delayed. The moral of the story, though, is there were thousands and thousands of people stranded. So all the flights had been backed up. So I check on bookings.com to see whether there's a hotel. And now we'd been in a beautiful resort, an absolutely beautiful resort. Everyone friendly. The place is efficient. You feel like you're in a first world country. And now we have to check into a hotel near the airport. No hotels available. Holiday Inn's full. So we found this one hotel in the middle of a village. Looked decent online, booked the hotel room, and then took a taxi to the hotel with all the luggage and whatever. Get to the hotel, and I looked at this, and I thought, shit, what have we got ourselves
in? Was it horrible?
It was substandard. It was substandard.
How substandard? Grimy?
It was clean.
Body in the bathroom, a dead body.
But the place looked like a... like a gangster's paradise. You know, like you just felt uncomfortable. Mm. Anyway, it was the only hotel available. So we go into this hotel, we check in first and have an argument with the person.
Because how long did you have to stay there? One night?
Just one night, yeah. Well, I was hoping not to. Stayed there one night. Went to dinner because the hotel didn't have a restaurant. So went to another restaurant for dinner. Came back, tried to go to sleep. The firecrackers. They have no regulation.
Oh, for New Year's Eve, yeah.
Yes. Till 4 o'clock in the morning, right outside your window. Flipping World War III. So anyway, go back to the airport on the morning of the 1st, eventually get onto a flight that night.
By the way, Happy New Year for that, because it must have been really exciting to be in a shit hotel with firecrackers going around.
It was a freaking experience.
What a happy new year. And you probably had some plans here in...
I did, yes. You know, so we had plans out at Bronco Sprite. So... anyway, it doesn't matter.
Ah, you didn't miss much then.
Yeah, exactly. So eventually we get onto the aeroplane. The aeroplane is delayed by an hour and a half. So we got onto the plane that night, rolled onto the runway at about 8:30. Plane's careering down the runway to take off, and next minute we screeched to a halt.
Oh, no, that would scare me. I pooped already.
Why? What happened?
Air Mauritius.
What happened?
The pilot comes, we're taxiing slowly back to the parking
bay. Did the chickens fall off the roof?
Pilot says, we're so sorry, but the brakes have failed.
Oh, no.
So I said to Kerry, why do we need brakes? We need to fly.
You were like, let's take the risk.
Yeah, like, was he trying, did he try the brakes while he was trying to take off?
So what did they do?
So we parked in the bay. We sat on that plane for about 30 or 40 minutes while they fixed the brakes.
No, I wouldn't.
Then eventually at about 9:30, we taxi back out to the runway.
At this point, Leanne is thinking, I'll buy a rubber dinghy and row back,
yeah.
Even in the cyclone.
Now, let me tell you, there were fights in that airport, and one big Dutchman threatened to accost one of the Air Mauritius staff.
Wow.
I watched him do it. I thought, dude, just stop it. There's hundreds of people here stranded. Like, it's just not worth it. Anyway, so eventually we go back onto the runway, 9:30, and we take off. Now, we're sitting towards the back, over the back wheels. Uh-huh. We take off. On the takeoff climb, I hear this like banging noise,
which is
foreign. I fly a lot.
Yeah, which is horrible.
The guy who's fixing the brakes still attached to the wheel with a spanner?
Four or five times.
It's a stowaway.
Apparently, the rear wheels were battling to
close. No, I can't.
So I was like, oh no, you know, what on earth is going on? What is going to happen when we get to the other side?
Yeah.
When we get to Joburg. Anyway, when we got to Joburg, it was fine. Everything seemed to work fine.
Because the guy who was stuck in the landing gear fell out, and then the wheel came out properly.
He caused the actual
somewhere
break.
Somewhere over the ocean.
It was that fat Dutchman who was stowing away on the on the plane because he wanted to get home in a hurry.
Eventually landed here at about 12:30, got home at about 2 o'clock in the morning, all from a cyclone.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Anyway, after the flying taxi.
Yeah, so now this flying taxi sounds less like an adventure.
Yeah, it's probably safer than airlines. But places fall apart when there's natural disasters.
Fly these things in a cyclone.
No, you'll die. You'll absolutely die. But anyway, the one thing I did realize was I wouldn't want to live there. Outside of the resorts, it's absolutely South Africa's 10,000 times better.
Mm.
10,000 times better.
Yeah. All right.
Sony reveals a high-tech concept car that could take on Tesla. So now here's Sony getting into electric cars.
Okay.
And their whole modus is the connectivity of the car and how their different devices and software and technology can speak to each other. So I'm not so confident when the TV maker starts making cars.
No, I think you got to stick to your knitting.
Yeah.
Like if you are a hamburger restaurant, please do not try to make,
exactly,
you know, lobster souffle. Thermidor.
Yeah.
I would be very suspicious of you.
Yeah. So, I mean, Samsung make phones successfully, but they use Google software. So, stick to your knitting, like you say. Toyota is building a whole city. So what Toyota want to do is they want to build an entire city so that scientists and researchers can deploy technology in real-world circumstances. So they want to build this this little city that has interconnected traffic lights, interconnected systems, things that talk to things.
So will it be the scientists themselves who live in the city or normal people?
Don't know. Don't know. Probably mostly researchers and scientists. So
yeah.
They're building a complete city from the ground up. On a small scale, it's a unique opportunity to develop future technologies, including digital operating systems and city infrastructure. That's the company's president, Toyota. And I'm pretty sure Toyota wouldn't say something like this, like the flying taxi, without actually doing it.
Mm.
Okay.
And then have you ever... Everything else on a car is changing. What about the visor?
What do you mean the visor?
That visor that comes down.
Oh, the flap with the mirror in it.
Yes.
The one that I was using this morning while on the highway to put on my foundation.
At 120 kilometers an hour, yeah.
So when that thing has got no technology, I haven't seen any new tech that you get wing mirrors that have got cameras in them and dimming things, and the rear view mirror's got dimmers in it and cameras, but the visor hasn't changed at all.
Mm.
So,
but what do you want from a visor, George? Aren't you being unreasonable?
Nah, I mean, so
do you want, like a screen to drop down.
So yeah. There's this new virtual visor that uses cameras to track your face and then dim the visor in the place that's necessary to dim the visor.
That's cool.
Very clever.
That's very clever.
Because there's always that one spot where the sun still gets through.
So it's clear and it watches where your eyes are and then dims where necessary.
Hmm.
And then
it becomes an advisor. Sorry. Okay, bye.
That's enough from you for the week. He's obviously overexcited.
And then lastly, the only rival to the Tesla Cybertruck is Rivian. And the unique selling point of this Rivian truck is that it can do a 360-degree turn standing still.
Wow.
How does it...
How?
So it applies differential power in different directions to different wheels so that the truck can
turn without...
That is so good for those driveways that are so hard to reverse out of once you're in them.
And parallel parking.
Mm. You can probably get out of a tight spot. CliffCentral.com